Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. I'm joined with my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%.
Yep, yep.
And we're about to bring it to you. If you want to holler at us, phone number is 646-929-2037. Once again, phone number is 646-929-2037. You got any questions, comments, concerns, dick@smoothdrama.com is the email. Of course, we social network also. So, Facebook, I'm Dick Hugger. Tag my yearbook, Bebo, whichever one you own, I'm Dick Hugger. You can add me there. I'll add you back. And Twitter, you can follow me. I'm Smooth Drama there. Follow me. I'll follow you back, I promise. And we can have some social discourse. And, of course, if you want to holler at my homegirl, Miss 100%, you go to our Smooth Drama page and go to the About Us section. And then you can click on Miss 100% and y'all can vibe together. You know, she get in the mood with you. Just mood it out.
Crazy.
Yeah. Also, while I'm on the also tip, I say also a lot. We have the chat rooms on Blog Talk. And if you want to chat with me live, you want to see my face that's made for radio. And I've heard the comments. Thank you. I know my face is not the face for radio, but I just say it because I'm being humble, I think. If you want to see my face as made for radio, go to our Smooth Drama page and go to the news and chat room section, and you can converse with us live on the show. Of course, I love hearing from you. I love hearing your comments and reading your questions and concerns. And on that note, tonight, me and Miss 100% came up with a concept for a show behind one of the weirdest things, actually. Just you want to tell them how we came up with the concept for tonight's show, Miss 100%?
Yeah, I can do that. Well, actually, we were just perusing the net looking for something interesting to talk about, and we found this bird called the Scandalous Bird.
Mm.
And basically, his job is to copulate. He has over 100 copulations in a day, and he gives new meaning to the word "hit it and quit," to the phrase "hit it and quit it."
Oh,
and so you can just Google "scandalous bird" on the internet and watch that video, and I guarantee you will get a good laugh. But it'll also make you think about what we're about to talk about.
All right. Well. And basically adding on to that, I mean, the question being begged is, why would it be the scandalous bird? It's a bird doing what they normally do. It's the natural order of things. I think sometimes we get caught up in the natural order of things, like what we're supposed to be doing as opposed to what we're doing.
Right. What we're told. You know, what we're told or what we've been trained to think as the natural order versus what really is the natural order. And I guess they would see the bird as being scandalous, and I guess you can kind of compare that to how some humans behave and how people say, oh, he's scandalous, oh, she's scandalous. They just hit it and quit it. But watch the video. Trust me, you'll love it.
Well, and also I think what it revolves around is the stigma around sexuality.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's such a stigma. It's like you say, well, and when I say stigma, negativity around sexuality.
Yeah.
I mean, sexuality is like it's the worst thing in the world. It's like the worst and the best thing in the world.
Right.
You know, and I mean, we can go on and on about the politics and the politicians and the quote unquote sex scandals, which, I mean, we all know that they aren't really big deals. I mean, Clinton got his dick sucked. Wiener showed his.
Showed his wiener.
and people make it like, but if we look at it under the context of what it is, it's real simple. Nothing complex. Simple. Simple stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it goes like I asked you, Miss 100%, and this is where we start getting into the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Like prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
The stigma of people selling their bodies, it's illegal. There's something wrong with it, and it takes me back to last week when we were talking to Mr. Peter Moskos. Big shout out to Mr. Peter Moskos from last week when he was talking about people want to get high. What's the problem with that? And
exactly.
And the same thing goes to people want to have sex. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the prostitution comes in. Now, people look at the prostitution, and of course, there's the seedy underside of it, you know, the pimp game and the underage girls. And that I'm not for. But when it's adults, and if another grown adult want to give another grown adult money
mm-hmm.
to have sex with them, I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, not bragging or anything, but I'd like to think that as a grown man that I'd be able to get it just for free. But if you're one of them people who are socially awkward and you feel the need to have sex with somebody, you can't get somebody to consent without money, why not?
I guess basically get in where you fit in, you know. One of the things that I just really find so, I guess it bothers me to think about how it's the wording that makes it legal or illegal. Just take, for instance, the young lady basically auctioning off her virginity on Facebook, YouTube, you know, all over the internet. She was auctioning off her virginity,
yeah.
And she actually sold her virginity for about, what was it, like $500,000 or probably more than that. To me, that is defined as prostitution because you're exchanging money for sex. But and that's what goes down, even if it's just a regular pimp game where you go into a woman on the street. If the exchange is the same, money for sex. So why is it illegal for, you know, Joanne on the corner to sell her stuff for money, but it's okay for little Susie to sell it over the internet because she's a virgin. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. Maybe you can shed some light on it because I'm...
Well, I think it was... I believe she was saying this was going to be her college tuition money.
And
as we know... prostitutes and strippers, they're putting themselves through school. Isn't that the story?
That's supposed to be the story. Everybody is doing it because, but you know what, to be honest, it may not be for school, but we have need for food, shelter, to take care of our children. You know, everybody has that need. And I guess they feel, you know, if I can make quick money, I would rather make quick money than versus go work a job and have to wait 5 years to get this money where I can make it in 5 months.
Well,
so what's the difference? It's
well,
the old difference.
Yeah, I mean, but I think the gist of the argument and where we're at is I get where you're saying it, and I agree wholeheartedly. Like, okay, she can sell her virginity, and
right.
That's cool. But, and I don't think Joanne is on the street. I think her name is Candy. Candy on the street is looked at as a bad person.
Right.
Because she's on the street.
Right.
But in case in point, people, depending on who you talk to, the whole porn issue.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's get into that.
I mean, the porn issue is also another ridiculous issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody wants to watch other grown folks having sex, or whatever, I don't see a problem with it. Now, of course, there are the people who talk, once again, kiddie porn. And I say, yeah, if you catch folks, I mean, one, just if you catch the folks who make the kiddie porn,
mm-hmm.
put their ass in jail and throw away the key.
Throw away the key,
And I'm good with that. But other than that, hey, if that's what they want to do, let them do it. I don't see the problem with porn. We're talking about we're grown folks here.
Yes, yes.
And
you know something? Here's the interesting thought, though. I believe the reason why things are so out of hand. Now, we talked about being on the corner and the pimp game and all of that. If prostitution was legal, I don't think there would be a need for a pimp because they would be able to do it out in the open, not, you know, out in the open, but, you know, it would be legal, so it would be less crime involved, you know, because when somebody is sneaking and doing something, there's always high risk involved.
Right.
You know, and that's just the nature of the beast. But when you take away all of the stigma, you know, that's associated with it, then that reduces the risk of bad things happening, just like legalizing drugs. If a person wants to get high and they want to use their whole paycheck, sell their car, whatever they want to do, sell themselves to get high, they are grown. That's their choice.
Right.
I don't think that we should be, you know, paying for their hospital care and stuff like that, but we do it.
Well,
we create programs.
Well, that's the whole point. You have a moral body of individuals, you know, who have certain beliefs, and it's always do as I say, not as I do.
Not as I do out in public, but what I do behind closed doors, you know,
right.
I'm going to cover up what I do.
Of course. I mean, and we all know that it always comes out. It's always the same thing. Our natural order, like you say, the scandalous bird, we start off with the scandalous bird. Scandalous bird, they do what they do. They have over 100 transactions a day. We want to call it transaction. We call them transactions. They have over 100 transactions a day. I mean, we look throughout the whole animal kingdom. And
uh-huh.
I mean, it's regulated. If the lioness want to be with the lion, they in that pack. If they don't, they somewhere else. It's
mm-hmm.
that simple.
Yeah. It's
always been that simple. And I think, you know, when you were talking about legalizing it, we talking about an issue where, I mean, of course, there's going to be some corruption all the time, but when it's a tad bit more transparent, and people have access to the health care and less access to whatever the pimp's name, smacking them and the guys, you know, trying to kill them, whatnot, the sadistic creeps, whatnot.
Right.
You can't help but make it better.
I mean, right.
At the end of the day, like we said, people want to get high. People want to have sex. And the crazy question is this, Ms. 100%. You know, the porn people are like, oh my God. But violent movies showing graphic killing or video games are cool. But the whole sex, too much sex or whatnot in a movie will make it NC-17 or whatnot. Now, my question is, when did having sex become worse than killing?
Right. Exactly.
we look at it. I watched the movie Predator the other day, just flipping through channels, and the predator who hunts people because it's fun. One of the guys was fighting against him, and he grabs him and he pulls his spine out, and is holding it. Ah.
Yes.
And that's cool for the kids to see. But individuals having sex, a natural body function. See, because sex is a natural and necessary body function for the advancement of the human species.
And you know what? I'm about to say something that's going to blow some people's computers. First of all, the first person to ordain sex was God. Be fruitful and multiply. So if God is not against sex, then why are human beings against sex? Why do they feel that it's wrong and they feel that they should be able to choose, you know, who we have sex with or choose our mate for us, and then tell us, tell us how we can live our lives.
We go get into that in the next segment. You know, that is the key question. Why do we make what's natural bad, but we sanction killings and war, and we call them military action, military strikes, we sanction killing all the time.
Uh-huh.
Killing is cool, but the sex is not. On that note, we're going to lighten it up a little bit. We're going to go on break here. This is Ghetto Boys. I tried.
Folks had to make ends meet. In the fifth grade, I name to a man of the house. I was talking back, ducking through the door, getting smacked. Used to brag to your friends on how well I rap. We never really got along, but when you took sick, I was at your side till you died. I wasn't the best, but I tried.
Tried to do the best I could. I'm trying to get my best, ain't good. No, when it's over, say shit done. Sitting by yourself, take stuff.
But the past few years has been really rough. Felt like giving up a couple of times. Take a jump, I plan a slug deep up in my mind. Fuck it, I'm dying. Done with struggling for mine. Sleeping on fans, floors, they no use to me lying. Change my name, anonymity slip. But a false beat door set me on television, it's hard to miss. I get pissed over little shit. Little shit drive me crazy. Then I start thinking about my babies. I can't go to jail, I can't die. Who better teach them about this cruel world than I? Their mamas won't let me see myself. To give life, life is bigger than yours. Maybe I'm not all you expect me to be. But when it's done and said, ultimately, then he cried. I tried.
Tried to do the best I could. Trying to get my best ain't good. No, when it's over, said shit done. Sitting by yourself, fixed up. But I tried. Tried to do the best I could. Sometimes I guess my best ain't good. No, when it's over, said shit done. Sitting by yourself, fixed up.
That was Ghetto Boys. I tried. And like they tried to do the best they could to convince people, we're going to try to do the best we can to convince y'all of what it is we talking about. What we talking about? Just trying to make sense of why, for example, marriage rights. You know, marriage rights is the big thing right now. You know, everybody's like, oh, we need to define marriage. I'm like, do we? I mean, do we really need to define marriage? I mean, is my life going to end if somebody gets together that I don't agree with, and why you don't agree with it? Does it matter? Will it change what goes on in your household? I know we get biblical there, and we'll say Sodom and Gomorrah and all that, but...
Well, you can't even say that, because the people in Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't for marriage. They were just about humping anything that moved, or even stuff that didn't move. So that's like...
Well,
that's neither here nor there. I just think that it's that control thing. It's we have to have a handle or control on everything in this country, and if we don't, it's just going to go out of whack. And trying to control everything, you cause things to go out of control. By putting too much pressure, too much stipulation, and too many laws on things.
Well, I mean, for example, when we talk about the controls that are put out there, I mean, I have to pay to get married.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to that, but thank you.
I have to pay to get married. I can't just say, hey, we are together, and that's it. I have to pay, first and foremost. I don't understand that concept. I'm paying somebody to declare my love.
Mm-hmm.
And if my love is not what the people care for, they may not sanction it. Now, of course, that's a whole nother argument, and we'll get there in a minute. But once again, I'm being told that there's a law against relating how I want to relate, and I have to pay for it. I have to pay to get married, and if I'm not married or don't want to be with that person anymore, I have to pay to not be with that person any longer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we talk about the control issue. I'm paying to be with somebody that's got nothing to do with them, and I'm paying not to be with somebody if it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't look at it like that. Now, obviously, the people who are imposing their beliefs on us under the guise of rule of law, but I'm still stuck on why do you get to define what my relationship or relationships are or should be.
Right. Okay, so let's take, for instance, the rights of gay men and women to marry each other. If you don't agree with it, you don't agree with it.
Right.
But it doesn't affect you.
Exactly.
It doesn't affect you morally because it's not you that's doing it.
Exactly.
So where do you get off saying you can't do this and you can't do that because the Bible says this or the Bible says that? Okay, if the Bible says it, if that's what their beliefs are, then they're going to go with their beliefs anyway. But if that's not their belief, why do we feel like we have a right to force our beliefs off on anyone?
Well,
and it's saying, go ahead.
Well, you know that argument. That argument is, oh, we're a Christian nation. we hear that all the time.
Nation, and, but we do things that are anti-Christian.
Right.
So we pick and choose when we want to be Christian.
Exactly. And last time I checked, it's supposed to be separation of church and state.
Right.
I mean, and if we're recognizing your religion, you should recognize mine and my beliefs. So if
right.
I choose not to believe like you believe, so long as I'm not stealing your shit or trying to murder you or anything dangerous like that, defiling the environment or anything like that, it should just be let go. I mean, perfect example, like if I was a Mormon and I wanted to have such and such amount of wives, the only thing that I would have as a stipulation, if someone has an X amount of wives, they should be able to afford, that group of people should be able to afford to live together.
Right.
And vice versa. Well, I mean, I wanted to say this, and I ask you this, Ms. 100%. As a female, we already know the double standards.
Right.
whenever the plural marriage thing comes up, it's always male with plenty of wives, but no one talks about women and being
right.
able to have a husband or three.
Mm-hmm. And that's because women are looked at as the weaker of the sex.
Yeah, we know that already. That one's been, that's an age old thing. There's no change there. Now,
and that's why there's no change in a lot of other things too.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm thinking, and I want to touch on something. When we
mm-hmm.
talked about the change in how women are not looked upon as equals, whatnot. And I want to stay in that bread basket there.
Yeah.
We don't talk about the women's rights. Like, if a woman, and once again, I want to focus on this, why women aren't looked at like they can have plurals. I mean, we know across, if you're in Islam, they believe that men can have as many wives as they can support. But females, no. And in that same thing here. I mean, even if you tolerate the Mormon religion and say, okay, I can have certain amount of wives, sister wives, why can't there be brother husband?
Exactly. Exactly.
No brother husbands. I don't see what the problem is. If the people are for it, I'm like, y'all go for it. I don't see the issue. And that is the whole pack mentality. That's why I was talking about the lions and the lioness. And it's the same thing with apes. You know, there's the gorilla, and he's the main guy, and they follow him. And there's no real issue, except for there's always a guy trying to challenge because he want to get at the women, which is just the natural order of things. Now, if we look at the birds don't fight, really. As we talk about that scandalous bird, it's like, you know, the husband's like, go on, do your thing, dog. And if we want to go and support that theory, we look at ants, bees, spiders, in some sense, black widows in particular, although the black widow is not a good example because she kills her mates. We don't want you women thinking like that. We look at ants. It's the queen ant, and everybody follow her lead, and she has plenty of eligibles. Queen bee, same concept, plenty of eligibles. I don't see how in mankind, and I know supposedly we have that. What they call it, Miss 100%, that dominion. the dominion over all the people. But
right, that's what, yes.
Is it?
We're supposed to have dominion over the animals and over the earth. We're supposed to be at the top of the food chain. And that's what I was getting into when I was saying, now, women are not looked at as the stronger of the two sexes, so therefore we are given, they're saying we have equal rights, but it's only to a certain point. And if you really look at it honestly, women really do run the country. They're in every home in America, just about. There are working women. Probably in half of the homes, the woman is the one that makes more money or pays the majority of the bills or does the majority of the chores. So my thing is, if we can, like the old commercial, I can bring home the bacon and fry it up too, why can't I get the same rights as you? If I want to have five husbands, why can't I have five husbands? If I'm rich and I can support five husbands and everything that comes along with it, why can't I have that? Why is it looked at as a bad thing?
Well,
as if so,
well,
go
I think what happens is, and this is that common argument about the equal rights. I think part of that is you create a schism so that men and women argue over that. I say that there shouldn't really be an argument, because I say there shouldn't be a law saying you can tell me how I can live in my household.
Right.
That has nothing to do with men and women. That has something to do with a power structure who doesn't follow what the majority of the people want. You know, that life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness that they say we're supposed to be having. But as you say, frying home the bacon and getting it in the pan and being able to do what men do, is like my homegirls at gotopless.org. We can wear a shirt and I can have, well, not me, somebody can have man boobs hanging. And that's acceptable, but women can't be out with no shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And you say why?
And it's the same thing as far as sex. If a man sleeps with 20 women in a day, oh, you the boy, you a pimp, you know, you got it going on, bruh. But if a woman does that, automatically she's a hoe, she's a slut, she's a skank. And it's the same act. But so why is there such a bad stigma to it when a woman does it? They say a woman is supposed to act this way, a woman is supposed to dress this way, a woman is supposed to speak this way. And if it's anything below that, then that woman is talked about to scorns. I mean, she's just really publicly humiliated, and her name is scandalized all over the place. And it's the same thing with the madam, the Hollywood madam. Remember the lady, what is her name, Heidi? The Hollywood madam. Okay, now all she's doing is what Hugh Hefner is doing. He got the Playboy Playmates and Playboy Bunnies, and he got the mansion, and he probably didn't hit all of the women. He probably just slept with all the women there and married half of them. But, and then 6 months later, he'll marry somebody else and bring a new one in. But when she did it, she went to jail.
Right. I mean, we know what that is, but once again, if you're the quote-unquote, and this is the conspiracy theorist in me, if you're the powers that be, you don't have any you don't have any interest in making people equal, because if you don't create and foster an environment of inequality, then everybody's looking at you and what you're doing wrong. I mean, and that is the crux of the argument when we talk about things the way they are supposed to be. See, we're all supposed to be looking at not each other, who are struggling at the end of the day trying to make ends meet. We're supposed to be looking at the people who are oppressing the common man. But that doesn't happen because we're too busy fighting over defining marriage. Defining marriage does not stop corruption.
Right.
I mean,
it's too preoccupied with things that are of no consequence. You know, and if you keep the people divided, then you'll be able to control them. Like the old saying, united we stand, divided we fall.
Right.
And that's what's happening, because the nation is divided in half. Over what?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. On that note, we're going to go for our second break. We'll think about it. We're divided over what? This is Frankie Flowers, Big Bad Wolf.
story about this big bad wolf. Take a little girl named Red Riding Hood in the woods. Said that he only wanted goods, she didn't have any. So instead, he took her childhood, went back, told her granny and the family. None of them believed her, made her leave the room. Walking back to school with her head down, kicking the dirt, broke basket in her arm, tearing the skirt. Best friend asked her, what's wrong, girl, why you seem sad? She didn't know all along it was her dad. Made her feel like it was her fault. Said that he had to kill her if he ever got caught. Does it to his own daughter too. She won't tell on him, but her mama knows the truth. Mama always tells lies, like the baby everyone thinks she had is really mine. Just last week, she fought three little pigs. One climbed through a window, told her open her leg. Second got on top of her, third sat on her bed. Papa blew her door down, then they fled. Asked who her daddy was, kissed her on the forehead. Penetrated, didn't even care who her daddy was. Gave his own daughter AIDS, who was in the 10th grade on the honor roll. Won't make it to a graduation. She died slow, laying on the hospital bed, breathing through a tube. Saddest thing about the story is, her baby died too. He wasn't even two. True story. It didn't even make the 10 o'clock news.
Back to Smooth Drama. That was Frankie Flowers, Big Bad Wolf. True story. And it never made the 10 o'clock news. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of not making the news, you know, I want to take a little time off here. We want to talk about some things. And I think I'm gonna pose these questions to you, Miss 100%. You know, Okay. Since we own here, I mean, and we do an internet online radio talk show. I want to tell y'all what, and see if you agree. What I'm kind of tired of, you know, I'm tired of getting emails that promise you shit. That just ain't coming. Sort of like, you know, that forward that goes around. Bill Gates will give you money for forwarding. Mm. And
yeah. And I ain't seen a damn of it yet.
Yeah. I'm tired of that. You know, stop it. The email a stranger from a poorer country than yours will give you half their millions.
Right. I'm so sick of it.
You know, I'm still waiting. My first Smooth Drama spam was from a guy named Peter James, and as I said then, Peter James, you suck, because I'm still waiting on my $30 million. I know you wanted my bank account, but I gave you our PO box, so you could have sent a check, cashier.
Yeah, just send a check.
Yeah. UPS.
That's right.
I'm still waiting, Peter James. Also, I'm tired, and I guess it's not nothing for me to be tired of, but I'm tired of the pill that will make your dick bigger email. Like, you know, if I wanted to, I would have looked you up already. I don't need you emailing me every day, all goddamn day.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm tired of?
What are you talking?
I'm tired of the emails coming in that says it's from somebody on my out of my contact list, and they say, you know, it's something interesting or whatever, and then you follow the link, and when you get to an online pill store. For what? Viagra and all this other stuff. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
You have a message from Jeff Davis.
Yeah.
And it's actually, you know, a bot, you know.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, the injection, that will make your ass bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you want your ass to be bigger, climb some steps. Run up a mountain every day. Something along them lines, your ass will get bigger. I mean, if your dick is small, I'm sorry to say that unless you go in for some plastic surgery, you stuck with it.
You're right.
Learn to work it. That's all I can say. I mean, and this is no indictment on folks. I understand why we get them emails, because there are some suckers out there who actually fall for it. And that is the main problem. Somebody's always falling for these things. And I understand it. I mean, I use performance enhancing drugs. We just call them vitamins.
You said you use them.
Yeah, we call them vitamins. I take vitamins every day to enhance my performance. I mean, it is what it is. Now, I mean, we have Viagra, and people jump on folks for using Viagra or whatnot. I don't jump on them. I mean, because we got an old Viagra. It's just they call it ginseng.
Uh-huh. Or guarana.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been around forever and a day. And we all know why people take ginseng.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. and there's no big deal. I myself think it's funny that people like, oh my God, you took Viagra. Yeah. Why do you care who took what? It's between the person they took the Viagra for.
Well, you know what, Dick? We just now talked about double standards as far as men and women. That's another double standard. Why aren't there any performance enhancement drugs for females?
Oh, they have female Viagra. They have female
Viagra. What is it, Viagra? You put hair on your chest?
Yeah, well, maybe
it's not as much as men. You see what I'm saying?
Of course, it's not advertised. I mean, obviously, even if you have female Viagra, it would be something more than likely, I hate to say it, that men would buy and try to spike the women up and get you all hot. You're like, damn,
yeah. This
is a good-ass drink.
Well, not even that, but you know how they, like you said, performance enhancing, and, you know, to make them bigger and make their erection last longer. Well, not every woman want to have sex for 4 straight hours. Not, you know, so.
Are you serious?
But some women do. But some women can't go that long. So why don't they create something that'll keep her wetter for longer? Or, you know, not necessarily make her want to do it. Maybe she has the desire to do it, but she just can't have that long.
I think they have that. You want to know what it's called?
I don't know. I don't need it. But, yeah, tell the women out there that, you know, they might need it.
It's called foreplay. You know, there's something to be said in actually trying to please a person. You know, it doesn't have to be 4 straight hours, but if it is 4 hours, it could be an enjoyable 4 hours where you're stimulating
other
parts of the person's body. And
so maybe we should be selling more books on how to please your woman than performance enhancing. Maybe it's not your performance that we're worried about. Maybe it's the quality of your performance.
Well, and the funny thing is, that's what the ancient Greeks used to do. You know, the people who Western society is formulated on. You know, them gay guys who had the statues of each other boning each other.
Yes.
The Greeks, they did sexual training. Lesbians were trained on the island of Lesbo. They actually did sexual training, male and female.
Okay.
And sometimes with each other. But, I mean, they ancient Rome was the same. Now, the people who talk about sexuality and how bad it is, whatnot, I mean, your whole society is based off of Greek and Roman society, and quite frankly, and I said this before, and I will keep saying it, you couldn't get no gayer society than theirs. They were as gay gets, and gay and bisexual. Well, they were trisexual. If you could try it, they were making it happen. And the point is, I look at how we have gay people, the majority of them, gay men in particular, hiding in plain sight. You know,
okay.
About how they're in church or they're in jail.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's no coincidence that all these scandals are church related, or we all know that if you go to jail, what happens there?
Mm-hmm.
And we had these guys, what did they say? They're not gay, they're just doing what they have to do.
What?
No. I mean, and we think about it, because we know the doctrine of the church is, you know, the gayness is an abomination. But shit, the majority of the scandal is these priests on the little boys, or as we know, the priests who have sex will groom their young men as sex partners, and of course they say they're going to fight allegations, but then settle out of court. But that's neither here nor there.
Uh-huh.
The point is that it's gay sex, and it's because they're gay, but because the stigma's out there that it's so horrible to be gay. They're gay. I look at them, those are gay men.
Yeah.
I,
and you have the same thing with what they call down low men.
Gay men.
They on the down low, and they get married have children, knowing full well that they are homosexual.
Right.
But because of the stigma of it is too much to bear on their psyche, they figure that they better just fall in line with what is considered normal behavior, and because they don't want to be ridiculed. You know, they don't want to go through all the gay bashing and stuff like that. So they get married and they try to, you know, do what society says is normal, but they end up leading these, you know, extracurricular lifestyle
we know they're lying. And
right.
That's what I'm saying. They're just gay.
Trying to live a lie.
Well, look at it. You know, we talked about the bad style, where you have the pants down low with your drawers hanging out. I mean, that originated in jail because it was easier for the dudes to just run up, you know, pull drawers down and do what they do.
And also to recognize who the bottom would be.
Exactly.
you know, I'm the bottom, so I wear my pants a certain way. So you know that I'm available, and you know that you can have the upper hand in the relationship, so to speak. I guess that's a better way of putting it.
Right. Well, and that is another example of what I was talking about when I say it's a gay culture that influences the modern culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can tell these so-called thugs that what you're doing is gay behavior, and they'll look at you like, you lost your mind. But
you know what, though? A lot of these people walking around pretending to be hard and all of that, a lot of them are on the DL.
Yeah, I mean, but see, what they're on the DL, they're on the DL as heterosexual. And that's where we got to change the designation, because they are homosexual. They like men.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to say it in public. But you go to jail, you keep going to jail, and you're having relations with men.
Mm-hmm.
You're gay. You're in
okay.
People on the DL, I keep saying, they are not heterosexual. They're pretending to be heterosexual. That's the DL. You just have to recognize that. You know,
right.
I've said my criteria. Men who stare at men too long, they're gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More than likely.
Yeah.
Now, I have a real quick question, real quick. Something that bothers me. Now, if you want to be gay, be gay. If you want to be a lesbian, be a lesbian. That's your choice. But what does being gay have to do with acting like a woman and dressing like a woman? And what does being a lesbian have to do with trying to act like a man and dressing like a man and pretending to be a man or pretending to be a woman? And then you trick somebody into, you have a sex change, which you're cutting off your penis, but you're still a man. So I have a huge problem with that.
I agree with you. I just had to pause there because when you said cut off penis, but I've never understood that either. If you're a guy who likes guys, unless you have the physical predisposition of being a female, and there are some cases, the Semenya case, where she had both, so she could have went either way.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that, but if you don't have that regular disposition, your bodily disposition, I've never understood the whole, if I'm gay, I have to look like a woman. I don't get that. But that's where the people are perpetrating the fraud, and they're not being honest. And I think that's what we were talking about here tonight. Being honest.
Uh-huh.
Stop flashing that representative and being on the DL, because being on the DL, it means that the real you is not shown to the people.
Hmm. Just be who you are, not who you ain't.
Right.
Yeah.
And
don't be
scared. On that note, I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you, Ms. 100%, for being the great co-host that you are. And next time, next place, Smooth Drama. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, for Ms. 100%. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
together you got smooth drummer.